Now is a great time to get out and experience an outdoor adventure in the Arkansas Delta Byways region. From hiking to biking to water adventures, we've got them all. Bike, jog, or stroll across the Big River Crossing, the longest public pedestrian bridge across the Mississippi River. Do some fishing or kayaking on Lake Chico, the largest oxbow lake in North America. Explore the beginnings of Arkansas at Arkansas Post National Memorial. Visit deltabyways.com for more ideas.
This ad paid with state and regional funds.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
FSIS group. 12 minutes on the clock as we move to the second quarter. By the way, congratulations to the homecoming king and queen, Levi Praborski and Savannah Scott. They were the winners announced before we got started here this evening. So third down here for the Bomber offense, third and five from their own 41-yard line. Trips to the right side for Mountain Home, working from the far hash. McKay rolling to the right side, pressure. The pass is incomplete. Goes off the hands that time of Mohica, and it brings up fourth down, and the Bombers will be forced to punt.
Gain, was the route wasn't deep enough to get a first down.
Well, I bet Van Buren doesn't drop back quite as quickly this time on their punt return. So the punt team coming on now for Mountain Home with 11:55 left in the first half.
Of course, might make them more prone for a fake, too.
That's true. Jaden Henry is the return man for Van Buren. There's a good snap back and a high end-over-end kick. Henry, oh, run into by his own man. Oh, they throw the flag. Now Logan Walker covers it at the 23-yard line. But let's see, because it was his own man that ran into him.
Yeah, if they try to say that Mountain Home did that, they might say that Mountain Home blocked the guy into him.
Now the officials are going to talk about this. The Bombers have recovered at the 23. They wave off the flag, and it's going to be Mountain Home football. Good job by the officials. They get together, they discuss the play, and they get the call right.
Yeah, because you don't normally expect teammates to run into each other on a fair catch. But that's sure enough what happened. The guy that was trying to block Brody Patterson was running stride with him. Brody went wide of the receiver, and the own teammate wiped out the guy giving the fair catch.
We have seen some weird things on punts tonight.
Now Van Buren wants to come out and complain about it.
Yeah, and I understand that. Now, two officials are still talking about this. As of right now, Mountain Home has the ball at the 23-yard line. And it's going to stay that way. So the Bombers will have the football.
Van Buren better get a defense out here, or the Bombers might just snap it without him.
Well, the Bombers have scored a touchdown on a punt tonight, and now Van Buren fumbles the punt, and the Bombers have recovered. You've got to take advantage of this, son. You can't let something like this get away without some points out of it.
This is going to be a high-scoring football game, and you have to cash in on the mistakes.
First turnover of the night. Here is McKay straight ahead, and he's going to take it to the 21, a pickup of about two.
Second and eight. Dyer was there for the pointers.
Saw a little more of what Mountain Home had done in the first few games there with that read play, pulled a guy back to the backside to kick out.
Second and eight here for Mountain Home, moving left to right in this second quarter, down by three. And the option play. The pitch to Hershberger has some room at the 15, the 10. Breaks the tackle there. Stays on his feet. Driving towards the end zone. He's down inside the one-yard line. Boy, he almost took it all the way in, carrying a couple of tacklers with him.
Great running, but also great downfield blocking by the receivers.
It's the fifth first down of the night for Mountain Home. It's a first and goal now for Mountain Home at the one-yard line. Boy, Hershberger, you know he wants that ball again here. He was so close.
Well, the last time he did that and called for it, he plunged it right in the end zone on the next play.
He's not in right now. Bashir's is in. McKay keeps it to the left side, dives in for the touchdown, and Mountain Home has taken the lead.
Great read there. Had the option of giving off to Bashir's, kept it himself, beat the guy to the end, dove in, got hit, a little spin there, but make it a little more acrobatic. Van Buren, I'm sure they're sitting over there going, what's the deal?
10:47 left here in this first half, and the Bombers have taken the lead, converting the fumbled punt into a touchdown. Now awaiting the extra point from Shaner. Here's the kick, and it is good. 10:47 left in the first half. Mountain Home leads it 14-10. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron in a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it, remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best.
Shelter Insurance just announced lower auto rates. See Agent Scott Tabor for more details.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
10:47 left in the opening half. Mountain Home now with a 14-10 lead over the Pointers of Van Buren. Some of the offense has moved the ball pretty well tonight, and we've seen the defense step up and get some good stops.
We have, and we have been fortunate. There haven't been a lot of big plays. I think we had a busted coverage there with Bombers making them snap it, making them kick it, and capitalizing. Looks like they have some problems in their special teams at Van Buren.
Shaner ready to kick off again here for Mountain Home. Done a good job with those pooch kicks tonight. Here's another one, and this is going to go out of bounds at about the 35-yard line.
If he'd have been about 2 yards inside the sideline, the way that thing chipped up, we'd have caught that on the run.
It's going to be at the 36, it looks like, where it went out of bounds, and Van Buren had pretty good field position to start their next drive.
Unless they decide to make Mountain Home kick it again. Which they won't in this case, but they could.
They could, yep. So the 41 is where they spotted after the penalty. Three penalties for 22 yards against Mountain Home. So Van Buren from their own 41-yard line, operating right to left. Phillips, the southpaw, stands in the pocket, completes it at the 47-yard line. This is Jaden Henry. He's got speed. He is going to be pulled down from behind. Big gain, though, down to the 35 of Mountain Home. It is a 24-yard pickup.
Mason Walker on the tackle, but what he really did was doing a good job of avoiding getting a horse collar.
Yes.
He had him kind of by the back, but he ended up getting the jersey, and now we have a flag at the Van Buren sideline.
I think they wanted the horse collar tackle, too. It's a sideline warning against Van Buren. And Coach Tuck and his staff are not real happy over there with the way things have gone in this first half. So first down for the Pointers at the Mountain Home 35-yard line. Trips to the right side now for Van Buren. Phillips will give it straight ahead. And boy, well played by that Bomber defense. Gain of about a yard on the handoff to Galvin. And we've got a shaken up Pointer. One of the offensive linemen is down.
Pick up about one.
So while they tend to him, we'll take a break. 10-12 left in the opening half. 14-10. Mountain Home leads it. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Your first home is like this dream. The day you walk in, the sun seems to shine more brightly. The ceilings, they just seem taller. And you'll never fix that creaky floorboard because it sounds like comfort. What a hug would sound like if it made a sound. And that's when you realize you're home. Really, really home. Realize your dream with a home loan from Simmons Bank. Dreams realized. SimmonsBank.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
The Locker Room is your hometown sporting goods store. Whether it's business, team, or personal, no order is too big or small. The Locker Room, they do it all. Hats, t-shirts, and jackets. Locally owned and operated, The Locker Room specializes in screen printing, monogramming, trophies, and major label sporting apparel and accessories. Show support of your favorite team with their personally customizable masks. The Locker Room, proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East, next to Pizza Hut of Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, the injured lineman is J.J. Harris. He gets up, walks off under his own power. Elsewhere in the conference, Benton and Parkview knotted up at 7. Greenwood with a 14-10 lead over Siloam Springs. Interesting score. Of course, we go to Benton next week. 2 weeks from tonight, we'll be over in Siloam Springs. Second down to 9 here for the Pointers of Van Buren. At the Mountain Home 34-yard line. Phillips dropping straight back. Lets it fly. Long right sideline. Has a man. It is caught for a touchdown. Jaden Henry got behind the defenders and makes his 5th touchdown reception of the season. Boy, well thrown ball by Henry.
I was going to say, another Phillips. Great job of just throwing the ball over the top. Got defensive separation on the defensive back. Had a good step and a half on him. And just when you lay it in like that, all you got to do is cradle it like a
baby.
Baby, yeah, that'll work.
Just haul it in, and that's what he did. That was a nicely thrown ball. Boy, Jaden Henry's got some speed. Extra point attempt is up, and it is good. 9:56 left here in this first half. It's 17-14. Van Buren back on top. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Conversations about real estate include some discussion about location. You know, the saying about three important things, location, location, location. With Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville, located throughout Arkansas, we're ready to help you take advantage of the lowest rates in years. New mortgages and refis made easy as pie, or easy as pie, depending on your location. Go to mebanking.com, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
9:56 left in the first half, 17-14. Van Buren on top, getting ready to kick off after their 34-yard touchdown pass. Zarate will kick once again here for the Pointers. Ball teed up at the 40, ready to put it in play once again. This young man's got a pretty good leg. He had a 37-yard field goal earlier in the contest. This is a high end-over-end kick. It's going to bounce at the 5. Fumbled there. Picked up at the 2 by Logan Walker. And he is going to make it back to the 21-yard line. Got a little trouble, but he rescued it, didn't he?
Yeah, that was scary there for a second, the ball being on the ground there by your goal line. But he picked it up and was able to get it back in respectable field position. I think he got caught in between whether he should let that go or not. Whenever it checked up when it hit, he's like, uh-oh.
So, Bombers will start from their own 21-yard line with this drive. 9:49 left first half. Ball kept by McKay on that read option. Breaks a tackle in the backfield. Stiff arms a man. Gets pulled down by the face mask at the 31-yard line. He's okay. He's going to have a first down run, and then they're going to add 15 more yards to it.
Yeah, Coach Mallett was right on top of that, too.
he was trying to throw his own flag, wasn't he? He's out at the 30 officially, so he did not get the first down on the run, but they'll add 15 to this to make it a first down. That moves the ball out to the 45-yard line. Two penalties for 30 yards now against Van Buren. They've had a couple of biggies tonight.
Yeah, we noticed Van Buren there. I'm kind of a moody bunch over there. They got a lot of emotion and sometimes not for the good.
No. So first down, Mountain Home out to their own 45-yard line now. Here comes some pressure. The quarterback, McKay, lets it fly right side. Logan Walker comes back to make the catch. He adjusts to it perfectly, and he's out of bounds inside the 20-yard line.
Yeah, the defender never looked back. Bryce was really pressured on that, flung the ball out there.
Right at the 20, so a 35-yard pass play. And the Bombers going quick here. The ball is given to Hershberger, and he's going to lose a yard of the play back to the 21.
Yeah, great job by Van Buren. They blew that left side of the Bomber line up and pushed them back, and there was no room for running. Hershberger tried it, but he was stymied.
So second and 11 now for the Bombers at the Van Buren 21-yard line. 17-14, pointers up, 9-10 left opening half. McKay wants to pass quickly to Logan, and it's going to be knocked away and incomplete. Pretty good coverage that time by Chai Henry.
Pretty good coverage, but still a very catchable pass. That was that even quicker slant.
It was. So brings up third down here for the Bombers, third and 11 at the Van Buren 21-yard line. Trips to the left side. McKay, they set up the middle screen to Hershberger. Oh, my goodness. One tackler comes in and blows it up, and it's a two-yard loss on the play. Nicely done by the linebacker, T.J. Dyer.
Great job on the coverage. He didn't bite on anything. He stayed home and couldn't tell if there was a missed block in there, but, boy, he just shot in there and blew it up.
So now fourth and 11 from Mountain Home. This would be, about a 39-yard field goal, and so Bombers going to have to go for it here on fourth down. They're going to let the play clock run down, and they'll take a timeout to decide what they want to do here and what play they want to call. Waiting for them to take the timeout. The team's already heading to the sidelines. Nobody's taking a timeout yet. Now they do. We'll break at 17-14 Van Buren. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
COVID-19 has changed the way we do some things.
But it has not changed the expert care at UAMS.
Whether you need emergency care
or to schedule an appointment at any of our clinics,
we're more than ready to safely care for you.
Whether in person or through a virtual visit, anywhere in Arkansas.
Don't put your health on hold.
UAMS Health, for a better state of health.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
8:23 left in the first half. 17-14 Van Buren. The Bombers looking at a fourth and just over 11 here from the Van Buren 21.5-yard line. They have to get to the 10 to move the chains. So the offense getting ready to come back out, and we'll see what they've drawn up.
Yeah, they kind of don't know what they're deciding. You've got a kicker out there in the middle of it, but you got about 14 guys out there. Luckily, they're not in a huddle, but who's going to come out of this mess and decide what kind of thing is going to, if it's going to be a play?
Officials have not started the play clock yet, so the Bombers stay in their huddle on the near sideline. And now they'll start the play clock. Shaner's coming out, the kicker. And Mountain Home is at least going to show a field goal attempt here. We'll see what they do. This is going to be a 39-yard field goal attempt.
And we haven't seen Mountain Home attempt anything this long so far this season.
Will they kick it? And now we've got a whistle and a timeout, and the Bombers wanted to see what Van Buren did defensively, and they take a timeout. They may change things up here. We'll break again with 8:23 left in the first half. 17-14 Van Buren. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The time is now to come see why Nisari Home Mortgage was voted the number one mortgage lender in the Twin Lakes area 6 years in a row. We have the expertise to fill your mortgage needs. Whether you are a first-time home buyer, are refinancing, or seeking a VA loan, let us help you get to the end zone. Cheer those Bombers, then give us a call at 870-425-8351 or visit nisarimortgage.com. NMLS 136034, Equal Housing Lender. Go Bombers!
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, coming out of their second timeout, the Bombers will now send the offense out there. They wanted to see what Van Buren showed defensively. I'm not sure they were going to kick it. I think they were going to see if Van Buren had something they could maybe throw a trick play against or not. So fourth and 11 here for the Bomber offense at the Van Buren 21-yard line. McKay rolling to the right side, has the man towards the end zone, knocked away at the last minute by Jaden Henry. It's incomplete, and Van Buren holds on fourth down.
Had a great defensive play that time by Henry. He got positioned and got that hand out in front, knocked the ball away before Logan could get his hands on it.
He is quite an athlete. We talked earlier about everything he does on this team, and he starts in the secondary. He's a wide receiver. He plays both ways. He's a punter. He's the holder on extra points. He returns kicks, returns punts. He does it all.
Got an attitude, too, to go with it.
He does. So Van Buren will take over, thrown 21-yard line with 8:17 left here in this first half. The pointer's up by three. Trips to the right side. Phillips looks to the right side. It's going to be complete out to the 29-yard line. Pickup of about eight on first down, making the catch that time, I believe it was Tyler Burns.
Mason Walker on the tackle over the middle for the Bombers.
30-yard line. It'll be second and one. Walker's there.
So second and one here for Van Buren. He can do a lot of things with this. Let's see what Phillips wants to do. It's a designed run. He's going to take it himself. Right side, tripped up. A loss of about four on the play. And it's the senior coming in for Mountain Home, Brock Bogier, with the tackle.
Really shot through the line again. Boy, he's got so much quicker this year and really takes advantage of those interior linemen.
It's a loss of five on the play, so it was second and one. Now third and six for the Pointers. Boy, how about another stop for this Mountain Home defense here? Third and six. Phillips out of the gun, claps, now walks up to the line as the team stands up, looks to the sideline to change the play. Three on the play clock. They have to hurry. They get it snapped. Phillips looks to the left side, and it's complete to Jaden Henry for the first down.
That's that little stop route again. They just run down past the line, turn around about 2 yards backwards. There's the football, and it's an easy first down.
Out to the 36. It's an 11-yard pickup for the Pointers. Seventh first down of the night for Van Buren. 6:51 left in the opening half, 17-14. Van Buren with the lead and the football. Trips on the left side. The Bombers front four trying to move, never got set. The pass near side is incomplete as, again, they look towards Tyler Burns, and it's over his head.
That was not Phillips' best throw of the night. He kind of laid it out there. I don't know if he had his feet, you know, and that's a different throw for a lefty, too.
Yes. So second and 10 now for Van Buren. Pointers trying to see where Jaden Henry is. He's at the top of the field. You got to watch him on every play. Trips on the near side. Henry's by himself at the top. They're looking that way. Stop and go move. He gets behind the defender, and the pass is overthrown. Boy, Sonny, they like that stop and go move, don't they?
They do. That's almost like a little curl and go, and he had room. He was open, and Phillips, not a good throw on that one either. Well, led him too far.
He did. So now third and 10.
He's fast, but he's not that fast.
It was obvious where they were going. They had trips on the other side, and Phillips never looked at the side with the three receivers. He was going Henry's way the entire way that time. So now two receivers on each side for the Pointers. It's third and 10. Phillips rolling. He's going to be hit and sacked in the backfield. Charging through and making the play is Gage Lindsay, the junior defensive end.
Never had a chance. Beat the man at the line of scrimmage with the burst. Phillips, no way he can get rid of that football.
A 14-yard loss back to the 22-yard line. It is fourth and forever here for the Pointers, and the Bombers' defense comes up big again.
You know, Van Buren is actually coming down from Class 7A. They've been in the 7A West for the last few years, and they kind of had that attitude that we're going to come in here and disrupt things, but I think they're getting a little disruption from the Bombers tonight.
Fourth and 24 here for Van Buren at their own 21. Here's Henry's kick, another low line drive kick, hits at the 50 and goes out of bounds, and Bombers are going to start at about their own 45-yard line.
Bombers will take over.
It does not impress me as a punter.
No, but he does everything else well. He is an outstanding athlete. So the Mountain Home offense comes out, starting at their own 45-yard line with 5:44 left here in this opening half. It's 17-14. Van Buren with the lead. The Bombers will have trips on the right side. That's the near side, working from the middle part of the field. Hirschberger in the backfield. And the quick hitter screen to Logan Walker, and he's going to pick up that four out to the 49.
Good job of running that. You know, we've run that several times this year with not a lot of positive results, but great to see the Bombers be able to execute that and kind of get that in the playbook.
Third and six now for Mountain Home. McKay running that option left side. He keeps it, and boy, there's nothing there but white jerseys. He's going to lose two back to the 47.
Yeah, they couldn't get outside enough for a pitch. He was hemmed in by the penetration on that left side and was kind of just forced to cut it up and eat the loss, keep it as minimal as possible.
So third down now, third and about eight here for Mountain Home. Just under 5 minutes left in the first half. Bombers down three. Two receivers on each side here for Mountain Home. McKay dropping straight back, looking to his right. Is complete to Logan Walker, and he's got the first down just across the 45, and the Bombers will move the chains. The
Bombers had their own stop route of their to run there. He went past the line, came back to it, made the catch, and now they want to speed up the tempo.
A pickup of nine, and the Bombers have their eighth first down of the evening. And a quick screen is incomplete. We've got a flag on the play, and let's see what this is.
No idea what
came this from the far sideline.
Motion, maybe. False start, possibly.
Or maybe somebody lined up in the neutral zone. We'll see. Or was it? Still waiting for an indication.
It's on Mountain Home.
Yep, it is a false start, yep.
Yeah, another one of those quick little screen plays. Somebody might have got their feet moving just a little too quickly.
Moves the ball back to the 49. Bombers penalized four times for 27 yards tonight. So now first and 15 for Mountain Home at the Van Buren 49. McKay out of the gun with trips to the left. He's looking to the right. Steps up in the pocket to lose the pressure. He's got some running room at the 40, the 35, the 30. He gets a block, takes it to the left side. He's at the 10, the 5, a foot race. He wins it. Touchdown, Mountain Home. A 49-yard run by Bryce McKay, and the Bombers are back on top.
Bryce McKay is the expert at playground football. They had the quick pressure, kind of forced him up in the pocket, and he started looking around and says, I've got a lot of grass. I'm going to run.
Good job blocking downfield. That was Drury with a big block downfield that really freed him up at about the 20-yard line. 4:18 left in what's been an entertaining first half. Another lead change as Mountain Home is back on top now. Here's the extra point by Shaner. He squeezes it in the left side. 21-17. It's Van Mountain Home leading Van Buren. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
CenterPoint Energy takes many steps to help ensure the safety of gas lines in your community and shares important tips like the following. A distinct odor similar to rotten eggs is added to natural gas. If you smell it, clear the area and immediately call CenterPoint Energy. Plus, always remember to call 811 before you dig or begin an outdoor project. Natural gas is one of the safest fuels. To find more tips, visit centerpointenergy.com/gas safety.
Your home for Mountain Home Bomber football is KCTT Yellville Mountain Home. Classic Hits 101.7.
4:18 left in this first half, but is already just over an hour old. And boy, I'll tell you what, Sonny, we can stay here for a while watching this. This is entertaining.
I started to say, you're not going to be as home as early as we were last week. And that's a good thing. And I had a feeling this is going to be a lot of points scored tonight. I think this game's going to live up to every bit of that.
21-17, Mountain Home up. We've had three lead changes here in this first half now as we go back and forth. Still 4:18 left in the opening half. Here's Shaner with the approach and the kick. A line drive kick right down the middle. It's bouncing and picked up by the pointers at the 35-yard line.
That one was rolling pretty good. If that would have checked up a little bit, that was kind of nifty.
It was.
Sneaky, too. Good chance to – Van Buren was just going to let that thing roll. They weren't coming to get it. Went all Atlanta Falcons on it.
Oh, they'll never live that one down, and deservedly so. First down here for the pointers at their own 35-yard line with 4:17 left in the first half. Phillips got to the ready to snap it, and then they look over to the sideline. They'll get the play called in once again. He wants to pass, looking to his right side. Is complete. What a hit! Stockton comes up and levels the receiver, who did a great job of hanging onto the football. That's Rourke. He hangs on to it, and it's about a 5-yard gain.
You're right. That was a great hit. He read that way that route was running right in front of him, kind of checked up, and he got a full head of steam and put one right in the middle of his back.
He'll be feeling that one for the next several days. So second and 5 here for Van Buren. Bomber still with that 4-man front. 3 on the left side of the center. Phillips wants to run. He's tripped up at the line of scrimmage. It's good job defensively by Mountain Home. Opa's there. Also,
yeah, Opa got the finish on him, but there was some penetration.
Yeah, it was Boje, wasn't it?
If it happens at the line of scrimmage or in the backfield, 9 times out of 10, it's Boje shooting that gap.
Third and 3 here for Van Buren. Can the Bombers get another stop with 3:16 left in this first half? Trips to the right side. 3-man front this time. Phillips, play action, wants to pass. Oh, it's almost intercepted. Oh, Stockton had a pick 6, and he couldn't quite reel it in. Boy, he had nothing but turf in front of him. He was going to take that one to the house, and it just didn't quite get into his hands.
He broke on that perfectly, beat the throw to the receiver.
Yes. Oh, we're watching the replay up here. Oh, it was close. So the Bombers will get the football back. 3:06 left in this first half, leading by 4. Jaden Henry ready to punt. They're going to let the play clock run down. And now they'll take it's going to be a delay of game. I don't know if they wanted that or not, but they're going to be saddled with another penalty, their third of the night.
In this case, you don't have to be as worried about some kind of fake or getting somebody to jump. That was the situation whenever you had 4th and 4. It's not going to help you when it's 4th and 8 or 9.
3:06 left before halftime. Henry ready to punt. There's only one blocking back. A low snap. Kick away. Better kick this time. This is going to bounce at the 30. Oh, it takes a big roll. Inside the 20, inside the 10, inside the 5. Down to the 2-yard line. Boy, he uncorks one there, doesn't he?
We got the roll. That's
how
you kick it, line drive. You know, one of the good options that can happen is to get that end-over-end kick. It hits the ground and really picks up steam, and that one did on the turf.
A 56-yard punt down to the 2-yard line.
Definitely changes your outlook on how you attack this as Mountain Home offensively.
2:59 left in this first half.
Look for Van Buren to be very aggressive defensively.
McKay will give it to Hershberger, gets out of the end zone, and he's actually going to lose a yard back to the 1-yard line. Bombers snapping it into their own end zone. Now looking at second and 11 from their own one.
Come on, Bombers!
The 1 yard line is second and 11. McKay. Oh, we've got a flag and Mountain Home moved. It's only going to be at about a half yard penalty. It's not that big of a deal as far as yardage is concerned here.
Ball start against the Bombers.
Just moves it a little bit closer to the goal line. Just a few inches, though. So now it's second and 11 still for Mountain Home. McKay running to this side, trying to get out of the end zone. Gets a block. He's out of the end zone, and he's going to wind up at the four-yard line.
Hershberger's with a great block to save the day right there.
That was rather chancy. It's kind of a dangerous situation there. As McKay was running parallel in
the
end zone.
Laterally.
Yes. So now it's third down and about eight here for Mountain Home. Van Buren, all the linemen standing. And the handoff is to Hershberger, and there's just not much there. He's going to pick up about three out to the seven, and the Bombers will be forced to punt. And a timeout, Van Buren. They had all three of theirs left. You might as well take it here with 1:34 left in this first half. It's 21-17, Mountain Home. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Getting away from it all has been incredibly important these past few months. Creating memories with family in a nice, safe recreational vehicle is also an amazing way to socially distance. Sounds like your own little piece of heaven, right? Ideal RV has known that secret since 1971, offering not only great new and used RVs, but also full-service maintenance, repair, winterization, and storage facilities. For the ideal memory maker, it's Ideal RV. Call Ideal RV, Highway 5 North, 481-5400.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Fourth down for Mountain Home, getting ready to punt the football away. It's fourth and about five here for the Bombers at their own 7-yard line after that 56-yard punt by Jaden.
Ladies and gentlemen, we apologize. We're having some technical issues with tonight's broadcast. We'll get you back to Brad and Sonny in just a moment here on Classic Hits 101.7.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right, State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, McKay gets the punt away. It goes out to the 43-yard line. So a 36-yard punt to Van Buren with good field position. They'll start on the plus side of the 50 at the Mountain Home 43 with 1:22 left here in this first half.
Be interesting to see if they try deep shots or if they try to work it down the field to get into position for Zarate.
Phillips has not looked real strong here in this second quarter. He had some nice passes early on. Play action. He's going to be flushed. He's going to get the pass complete to Chai Henry. Chai has a blocker. Breaks a tackle at the 35, and he's going to be forced out of bounds at the 27-yard line. It's a 16-yard pass play.
It's kind of a screen action on that. They let Mount Home get deep with the defensive lineman. Now they want to hurry up.
Down to 1:11. Left in this first half. Trips to the right side. And looking to the near side. This is Chai Henry once again. This is the sophomore. And he's going to break a tackle at the 15 and take it in for the touchdown. No. He's out at the one. Well, that was a big break because Bombers couldn't wrap him up. And he's down to the 1-yard line. A a 26-yard pass play. We've been talking about Jaden Henry all night. This is Chai Henry. This is the younger brother. He's a sophomore. And, well, I'll tell you what, that's a couple of outstanding athletes in that household.
Yeah, he just stiff-armed the attempted tackler. Tried to dive for the end zone and missed his dive. Got the pylon with his shoulder, but not with the football.
Ah. So now it's first and goal for the Pointers, down to 41 seconds left in the half. Handoff straight ahead, touchdown. Just walking in with the football, T.J. Dyer. That's his third rushing touchdown of the season. And Van Buren will take the lead with 36 seconds left in this first half, our fourth lead change of the first half.
Got to feel good, though. The Mountain Home offense is clicking tonight. That's been slow so far in the last few games, but the offense is clicking, and you get the ball to start the second half.
Exactly. Extra point attempt is up, and it is good. 24-21. Van Buren leads it. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, you.
You don't remember my name, do you? You have 27 guesses. Go.
Jane.
No.
Jenny.
No.
Sue.
You don't always get 27 chances, but with a new $50,000 payout scratch-off from the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery, you can win 27 times with more than $20 million in total prizes.
No.
Scarlett.
Wrong.
Lauren.
That's it.
Yes. So how do we know each other again?
Forget it.
Get your ticket today. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
36 seconds left in this first half. It is Van Buren leading 24-21. Four lead changes in this first half. As crazy as this first half has been, let's make it five here, Sonny.
I'll take one. How about a Logan Walker kickoff return? He's been so close several times this season.
He has.
Logan Walker back deep for the Bombers.
Zarate will have the ball teed up at the 40. Logan stands back at the 5-yard line. He's going to take this one from the 9 on the far sideline. Up that far sideline, out across the 30, and he's going to make his way out near the 40. They'll mark him at about the 38 or so. Bombers have one timeout left, 29 seconds left in this first half.
For a second, I felt prophetic. Thought he had a chance to break it. Another great return. He is doing a fantastic job this year in that role.
That was a 29-yarder there out to the 38. So the Bombers are going to empty the backfield here. They don't want to just take a knee. It doesn't look like anyway. They're going to see if they can get something here before halftime. Five wides.
How about throwing it up to Walker here? He's mossed several guys so far.
He has. 29 seconds left in the half, and McKay is going to tuck it and run. Looked like it may have been a quarterback draw. He's across the 45, upended at the 50. He's got a first down, out of bounds, right at the 50. It's a 12-yard gain.
You let him loose in space, and you are in trouble.
He goes out of bounds, which stops the clock with 22 seconds left in this first half, and the Bombers have it at midfield now. Hershberger will be in the backfield this time. They'll go trips to the left side, working from the right hash, the near hash. McKay, they're setting up the screen. It's knocked down, almost intercepted. Sticking that big hand up there was Easton Mongold to make the play that time.
He definitely had a paw on it. Bryce just needed a little more oomph to get the ball over. It's one of those where you kind of got to almost shot put, jump pass it, and didn't get enough clearance.
Boy, and it's too bad because they had that screen set up again. So second and 10 here for the Bombers at midfield. McKay sprinting to the left side, trying to get a block. Cuts it back to the middle part of the field. Hit from behind, down at the 45. Bombers, so they're going to use their last timeout.
45-yard line.
Down to 10, 9 seconds on the clock, and up, they're going to go to the locker room on that play. So, we have reached halftime after a wild first half, that takes a minute, or I should say an hour, 16 minutes. Van Buren leads it 24-21 at the break. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We've made it to halftime, which means the Acumen Audio Halftime Show is ready to roll. We've got stats, interviews, and scores from games around the state, all coming up on Classic Hits 101.7.
Acumen Audio knows it's Bomber football time, and the Sound Pros want you to have the best tailgating experience possible. Clean up the bed of your truck with a fresh Superliner sprayed-in bed liner. Keep looking cool with professional window tint with a lifetime warranty from SolarGuard. And don't worry, when the weather gets colder, be ready with a remote start for your ride from Acumen Audio. Call the Sound Pros now to get your appointment, 425-8488, or stop by the corner at 62 and Bomber Boulevard in Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
Civil engineers design, construct, and maintain large public works, such as roads, bridges, and buildings. That's what Strider Consulting does. They help plan and design for the future of our area and are proud to support our local community. The Strider Consulting team is excited to support our local Bomber sports teams, FFA, Bomb Squad, and more. Strider Consulting is proud to cheer on all Mountain Home Bombers and congratulates them all on their hard work. Strider Consulting, engineering for the future.
The Bombers are working hard for success. This is Mike Stockton, financial advisor at FSIS Group. When you work as hard for your money, you don't want to take chances with risky investments. We believe in informed investing and will help you find investments that align with your goals. For sound investment advice, call us at 870-701-5160. That's 870-701-5160, located in Mountain Home. FSIS Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC, life well planned.
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis. And Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell at Knox Orthopedics provide excellence in orthopedic care by basing their practice on this philosophy. That's why you'll find state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment, like the new magnetic resonance imaging machine at their clinic, and why you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome.
Knox Orthopedics continues to carefully follow prescribed guidelines for patient and staff safety.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!